It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels here with Hamilton from the Walkman. A great session today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming out
thanks
to
for
the station. And I guess it's the more or less the kickoff of this leg of the tour, yeah?
It is, yeah.
And have you got your – you've been traveling a lot the last few years. It seems
I have. I'm gold status on all major airlines.
Yeah, the Walkman have – is that intentional over the last – I don't know, 3 or 4 years, it seems like you've amped up the road work.
We've been invited to go stranger, farther away places. And we just got back from Israel, actually, about 3 weeks ago.
That's far away.
It is really far. We started in San Francisco and we ended up in Israel. And that was a real doozy, man.
Yeah, the GPS coordinates on that one must have been a doozy.
Oh, man, yeah. We do travel a lot. But that's what you do when you get into this.
And I've even read several interviews that you guys have had where at this stage, 7 albums in, what is it, 12 years, 13?
Something like 12, I'd say 11 years now.
11 years. You've just, if you haven't accepted, you've acclimated to, hey, if you're going to be in the music business, this is what you do, you know?
I think we got a routine down, yeah.
And at this point, would you say you have accepted it, that, you know, you got it?
Our fate?
Yeah. Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. Yeah, accepted your fate.
So. I don't know. That's kind of grim when you're talking about it that way. We're happy doing what we're doing.
Good.
We're chugging along, and we're still here. And, it's not easy, but, you know, it's a job. And we enjoy, are still interested in doing it, so.
I was the Duke of Earl, the Duke of Earl, but it couldn't last. I was the Pony Express, but I ran out of gas. Oh, golden dreams, golden dreams lose their glow. Oh, I don't need perfection. I love the whole. Oh. Give me a life that needs correction. Oh, nobody loves perfection. Oh, loneliness, loneliness will run you through. Oh. The kids are laughing, I'm laughing too. Oh, if you want my eyes, take my eyes, they're always true. Oh, if you want my heart, take my heart, it's right here for you. Oh, it's been so long, but I made it through. Oh, it's been so long. So long, but I made it through. It's been so long. We'll never leave. Oh, oh, oh.
you did something different in the recording of this album. You got away from certainly from the New York and Philadelphia bases. You recorded most of it, if not all, in Seattle, right?
Way out in the woods. About an hour, more than an hour northeast of Seattle.
At Bear Creek,
yeah. Which is really a fantastic spot.
And did the ambience in the area, were you there long enough to start to have that impact?
Twin Peaks feel?
Yeah.
It got a little cabin fevery, honestly. Really? I mean, you're really out there. We were doing 6 days a week. We take a day off and go into Seattle on Sundays and just go absolutely crazy. It was like monkeys at the salad bar. It was interesting being there. It was a good having everybody in one space like that, sort of trapped, and phones don't work and stuff. You really got to kind of work or get so bored that you find yourself.
So it was music, and
yeah, till late every day. I mean, it was all day and all night every day.
And you worked with Phil Eck, who I've been told he's not a one take guy.
No, he was he really had us working hard over and over again, to the point where we've never worked like that. It was strange at first, but we adapted.
And
it's fun doing it somebody else's way. We've done it our way a lot.
I know, because you guys, you have your own studio, or
we had our own, and we've done a lot on our own, and this is like adding a band member sort of, which is fun because it really makes things, you know, it takes you out of your sort of comfort area, but it's something that's necessary after doing it as long as we have.
When you go out on the road, I'm sure there's very few surprises. Very few surprises that you're not prepared to handle in terms of what's going to happen, good, bad, or otherwise.
I don't know. We backed into this place today driving.
That's true.
That
yeah, we tried
taking
that
van about 700 yards backwards down the engine. That well, woman at the info booth was like, you're driving backwards.
Yeah, we noticed that too. We were thinking, you didn't drive all the way out from Hollywood that way. I would have took you a while.
Yeah.
But I imagine you guys are pretty much geared to handle all the
we've seen a lot of packing, yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah,
that's really indicative of what life is like for us.
Well, you didn't hit anybody. There were no casualties, so it seems that's okay.
Yeah.
If that's the worst that's going to happen, that you guys are just driving the wrong way backwards up a college campus street, you know, no citations involved, I think that's fine. There were no arrests made, no bondsmen had to be called. I think it's pretty good. This was your seventh album.
Mm-hmm.
Did this, for where you're at in life and where you're at in music, is this album everything you want out of an album at this point? Can you walk away with that album and feel entirely satisfied, or?
No, because you want to, I mean, there's things that you would like to do differently, and there's, you know, you want to change it up as much as you can, and I think we did a good, I'm really happy with it, but I don't know, I want to do another one, and because I'd like to do things differently, so that's sort of is always the beginning of the motivation for doing another record. So
did this because of its if it's you know, as you mentioned, it was a certain shift, you know, you'd done songs like this before, but the overall tone of the album, is this now become for you moving forward one more transitional point of saying, well, we've done that kind of record now?
I mean, yeah, it felt like this time we really focused on a professional sound, and it was sort of our joke that we were trying to be professional for the first time after having done this for 20 years or whatever. But like, that's, yeah, maybe that was the overall feel for when we were working on it. That's what we were thinking about mostly, and we had a producer and a guy in charge of making the tone sound like something that we can't do because we're not as good as he is at that. I don't know where that leads us next, but that would be my impression leaving that record.
We're glad you came out, and we want to remind everyone, John Anson Ford tonight.
Yep.
You can catch the Walkman, and then
looks
you
like
had
a nice place.
Oh, it's beautiful, gorgeous, and it's the weather cooled off a tad.
Mm-hmm.
So at least you're not going to be baking tonight. Then you're heading down, what, San Diego, and then off to
San
Colorado.
San Diego, Santa Ana,
right?
Phoenix, and then out of the area.
And then off and running. Well, we're glad you came by. And you
thank
made
you very much for having us.
You made the first trek out to Northridge. We hope it's not your last.
Oh, no.
You know, free
lovely
pizza.
Lovely out here, yeah.
Free pizza.
Pizza's great. What is that joint?
Pizza Rev.
Pizza Rev.
Well, you know, we gave a plug to Pizza Rev. See,
thanks to them.
You are being professional. Hamilton, thanks for coming by.
Thanks, man.
You got it, man.